Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
If you just tuned in, you missed an incredible interview, live exclusive in-studio interview with Kathy Killich, Belmont County Treasurer, who answered all the questions regarding the tax increases as well as all the questions regarding this really shady operation with the East Ohio Regional Hospital and the taxes that they owe, and God only knows where the money went. And boy, someone's got to really investigate this. They've really got to investigate this. None of this smells good at all. I'm not making accusations. Obviously, I do not have any smoking gun evidence one way or the other. But as a casual observer, it just seems rotten. It just feels rotten. It just stinks to high heaven. Again, we need a dispassionate third party to come in here, let's say the Attorney General's office, maybe the state auditor, to review everything, to take a look at the books, see where all the money went, and to determine if, in fact, any crimes have been committed. I don't know that they have. I have no earthly idea. Again, I do not have any smoking gun evidence one way or the other. But something this big involving so many people, so many innocent people, the employees, they don't have health insurance, and they don't have, you know, God knows what else, no pay, no whatever. Someone's got to take a look at this. Someone really, really has to take a look at this. All right, so thanks so much for joining us. Rick Harrison, Pawn Stars, big hit TV show on the History Channel. He is a very, very successful businessman, really successful businessman. And he was being interviewed regarding his life and all this and all that. And he had a really interesting story regarding the President of the United States. And I suspect that an awful lot of my listeners watch the History Channel and Pawn Stars. And certainly a lot of my listeners are big fans of the President. And I thought this was a really interesting episode that could give you lots of insights about who Donald Trump really is.
President Trump, how did you get to know him?
Originally, he wanted me to be on The Apprentice. This was before he was president. I worked with some other Republicans here in town, and then Don Jr. called me up and wanted to know if I'd do a little video to help out the Republican Party, and started hanging out with Don Jr., and then met Eric, hung out with him, and then, you know, and then started hanging out a little bit with Trump. Yeah.
What do you enjoy about spending time with him?
He is a brilliant guy. I mean, like, I know the press vilifies him and everything like that, but I've had dinner with him. He can tell you on a business deal he did in 1988. He can tell you the names of the eight different people that were in the deal, the percentage each one of them owned, how much each one of them made. I mean, his memory is that good. You know, and you have to have to think about it like this. I mean, he is the only president we've had probably in over 100 years with a net worth of less when he came out of office in 2020. He really does give a okay, I mean, like when my son died last year, he called me up the next day. Right? I just think he's a good president. I mean, like, the insanity with government's got to end. We can't be spending money like we have. I mean, we're if the debt keeps on going up, we will have maximum inflation. We will be Venezuela, Argentina. In the 1930s, Argentina had a per capita GDP of right around 80% of the United States and was on track to beat us. Okay, higher GDP than the U.S. Yes, per capita. And then they started socialism and big government. And look what happened. And it happens every time. I'm sure probably 49% of your watchers don't like Trump, but I think he's doing a good job for our country.
Well, but that's what makes a democracy great, right? Like, yeah. Everybody has their own political views, and that's what makes America great.
I think it's terrible. I mean, 10 or 15 years ago, you could have Republicans and Democrats could be friends. Now it's like there's this dividing line, and they've just...
Right, and both parties are responsible for that. Like, you know, most people are center slightly left or center slightly right, and
so you can be, you know,
political
like,
figures used to be able to compromise to do what was in the best interest of the electorate, and that shouldn't be a political...
No, forever. I mean, I've had friends on both sides of the aisle, and like back in the day, I was like, you know what, let's not even debate it, dude. Yeah, let's go bowling.
Most memorable time you've ever had with Trump?
When he called me up and apologized to me.
For what?
So this is kind of crazy. So this is in 2018. He's having a rally here in town for a guy running for Congress, for someone running for Congress and Senate, and they wanted me to announce him at the rally. So I show up with my son, Jake, and my daughter, Serena. White House staff, hey, Rick, how's it going? Like, come on this way. And we go to backstage, and, like, Secret Service goes, he's not on the list. And they're going, like, but it's Rick Harrison. His friend's like, not on the list. Doesn't matter. And I'm literally trying to call, like, a U.S. senator and some other people, you know, some congressmen. I can't get a hold of anybody. Secret Service throws me into the public at a... And I am getting mobbed, and we had to leave. We could not stay there. So, and I'm pissed. I mean, we're on the freeway on the way home, and you know, Senator Heller calls me up. He goes, Rick, so sorry. Just come on back down to the convention center. It was a screw up. It'll be fine when you get there. We're like, dude, all the roads are closed. I can't get back down there. The president's in town. They closed the roads, you know. And like, you know, in a few little, because I have no filter because I worked in a pawn shop my whole life. So we ended up driving home. I dropped Jake off. I'm so pissed off. I'm going to the bar. All right. Because I'm really, really mad.
And it's kind of embarrassing, too, when you're in it. Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, the thing that upset me was like my son. He's 16 years old. He told all of his buddies he's going to meet the president. Da, 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 da. So I get like a block from the house, and then like Senator Heller's number pops up on my truck. I'm like, hey. And like Senator Heller knows I have no filter, so the first words out of his mouth is like, Rick, before you say a word, the President of the United States would like to talk to you. And the first words out of Trump's mouth were, Rick, I am really sorry, this is all my fault. Because my White House staff, they work for me, they screwed up, that makes it my fault. I am sorry, you know, they should have informed the Secret Service, so... I'm sorry, will you please come back down to the convention center? We'll try and make this happen. And you're not going to tell the President of the United States no, right? So I'm just like, yes, sir. I will do whatever I can to get there. I mean, the roads are closed, though. So I turn around, go back to the house, grab my son, Jake. He says, the President wants us to go to the convention center. Where do we get there? So but it was funny. So we're driving down there, and then I got a weird phone number pop up on my truck there. And I got, like, some guy goes, like, this is such and such with the Secret Service in D.C. I have the Secret Service guy in Vegas on location. We have the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police under sheriff, and all these people are on the phone. The big guy says, get you to the convention center. Where are you at? What are you driving? And I'm saying, when I'm driving, I have a gray Raptor. I'm going down Desert End right now. He goes, like, where are you at? I'm going, like, right at Durango. When you get to Decatur, whether the lights red or green, stop, flash your headlights. So we literally, the light is green, we got people honking at me, I stop, and all of a sudden, like, eight cop cars that come out of nowhere, I get a phone call, follow us. And I got my son there going, like, Dad, who do you know? And we're like, I guess I'm kind of important. And they got us to the convention center, and my son got his picture with the president.
Didn't you just open for him recently?
Yeah, recently, yeah.
How was that?
They have done this to me multiple times. Okay, it's not the president's fault. It's like the people running these rallies. You know, they ask me, hey, you want to come to the rally? Sure. Show up at the rally. Like, oh, you're speaking in 5 minutes.
Is that a great story or what? Is that a great story? Hey, don't forget, I will be at the Senior Expo at the Highlands this morning right after the show. I'm going to go there, see my client, Serena Heckathorn, is Gold Health Markets Insurance Agency. Michaela Williams is going to be there. Beth is going to be there from the Steubenville office. Michaela from the St. C office. And if you are if you are someone who now desperately needs health insurance, might want to go there. They are geared up to handle all of the employees at East Ohio Regional Hospital who do need health insurance. They'll explain all the options to you, and they'll sit down with you. I mean, not there, but they'll set up an appointment. It's all free, and then go over everything for you. They're all geared up. They put in a new phone system this past weekend to handle all the calls. So anyway, that's where I'm going to be this morning. So hopefully I will see you there at the Health Markets booth, Serena Heckathorn's Health Markets booth. Hey, if you're looking for a great gig, I've got a great company for you. Another one of Dimitri 2020 LLC clients that I am very, very proud to be associated with. It's called ECM Energy Services. ECM is an excellent career money. If you are a driver and you would like to make $100,000 a year, and with any overtime, $125,000 a year, you have got to call ECM Energy Services. They're committed to top quality professionalism. They have more than 2 million miles injury free. Their newest trucks, Peterbilt 589s, they spent more than $7 million on these things. This is a very, very serious company for very, very serious professional drivers. ECM Energy Services. OTR drivers, you can make $100,000 a year base and you're home every night. OTR, did you hear what I just said? You can make $100,000 a year, just base salary, and you are home every night. You're home with your wife. You're home with your kids. You're home with your pets. You're home every night. ECM Energy Services. Also, if you want to be involved in the traffic control field, if you are somebody who cares a great deal about safety, if you are somebody who wants to help save lives, ECM Energy Services has ground control positions available. They also have, for their pilot trucks, they have F-150s and is it Tundras? Is that the other one that they have? I've forgotten the other one, but everything is top quality. Everything is absolutely top quality, and they have also wonderful benefits. ECM Energy Services, you can find them on Facebook. You can also go to their website, ECM Energy Services. You can also call 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. Your drive to succeed starts at ECM Energy Services. And again, OTR drivers, $100,000 a year base, and you are home every night. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Thanks again to Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kellich, who joined us this morning, gave us lots and lots of really important information regarding everything going on in Belmont
what's
County.
The buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
That's really quite enough for one morning, I must tell you. And we will do it again tomorrow. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1, 100.9, Mighty 1290, Sturdy 1430, the Facebook live stream. Share this everywhere, especially in Belmont County. A lot of people want this information, and I gave it to you all this morning. Enjoy.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.